Rusty Relic Revival. A struggling Canadian car racing tabloid was my first job, where I worked under editor Donald Tex Swiston. He drove a 1965 Ford Galaxy that had been abused and suffered from extensive rust damage. The car's condition was reflected in its appearance, with primer gray and maroon paint jobs and four different tire brands. The Galaxy's engine bay was surprisingly clean due to Tex's daily tinkering with the timing, which led to a unique starting system where the engine would idle at varying RPM levels. This unusual setup made it difficult for mechanics to diagnose issues. Traveling in fits and starts, we drove the Galaxy to the Daytona 500, where it collected mud and pigeon crap on the hood. The car's condition was evident even from a distance, with its rough exterior and rusty bodywork. Tex had purchased black market fuel in nearby Hamilton, Ontario, which may have contributed to the engine's erratic behavior. This led to concerns about the safety of using such fuel and the potential risks it posed to the vehicle. We visited an automatic car wash parallel to our editorial offices, where we encountered a unique washing system that used a rubber and steel triangular block connected to an underfloor chain. The experience was chaotic, with the Galaxy's engine losing revs and choking due to excessive humidity. The car's transmission was left in drive when Tex accelerated, which could have led to further damage or loss of control. Fortunately, he reflexively flattened the accelerator, making it a crucial moment in maintaining vehicle safety. Despite the chaos that ensued, the Galaxy's V8 felt surprisingly in tune, with the car leaping forward as if in a bracket race. This unusual sensation was likely due to Tex's daily tinkering and the car's unique starting system. The experience serves as a reminder of the importance of proper car maintenance and caution when dealing with potentially hazardous situations like car washes.